It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station, family, and you know what the campaign is all 2014. We have been talking to you and encouraging you to get it done. And every now and again, I'll bring in somebody that has adopted the get it done mindset, and some things are really coming to fruition as it relates to this campaign for them. And this young lady that's on the show right now in the studio, so mad proud of this girl. Yes, sir. She is doing it so big. Her business is called withthesehandsdecor.com. Moshe Loren is in the house. What's up, girl?
Hey, Lonnie Hunter.
How you doing, baby girl?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Yeah.
I was looking at this, and I know your background is radio, your background is television, your background is all this stuff in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
We started this campaign, Get It Done, in January. Whatever God has put inside of you, don't worry about resolutions. Just get it done,
mm-hmm,
whatever
mm-hmm.
your it is. Mm. And you have found your it to be something totally out of the box of what you've been doing. Tell us about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's something that I've always done throughout my entire life. I've always been really crafty with my hands. So my father, who's a 40-year upholsterer and woodsman, he's always been very crafty with his hands.
Okay.
So of all of the kids, it was his girl, me, mm-hmm. that wanted to be up under him, watching him and asking him, you know, how do you do that, and learning the craft. And so I was doing a lot of interior design and, you know, just helping friends and family members with their spaces, kind of as a hobby.
Gotcha.
Once I heard you kind of doing this back in January, it was the inspiration that I need to finally get it done.
To push it. Okay.
To get it done, because
gotcha.
I think it's something I've always wanted to do in terms of make my hobby, my business.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never took that step. So what I decided is, you know, I turned this hobby into a business. And, you know, it also gave me the other kind of emotional side of the business, was that it gave me an opportunity to work with my dad.
Okay.
And I never worked with my dad. So he and I are partners on it. And it's basically a handcrafted home decor and accessories business specializing in interior design,
mm-hmm.
staging, and upholstery. And so it's been very fulfilling in the way that I get quality time with my dad, and I'm operating in my passion and my gift. And, you know, it's just for me, I've always been someone who focused on the beautification of whatever,
sure.
be it myself personally, how I look determines how I feel. When I walk into any room in my house, it needs to emote the feeling that I want to have
yeah.
in that room. You know, if your home is in a chaotic state, you know, what does that say about you?
Absolutely.
So how you, you know, treat your home and the pride that you have in your interior is everything to what comes out of that door.
Well, I got to tell you, from a personal perspective, ladies and gentlemen, I was doing an event, and you know how we do events and you have a table out. Your table happened to be near mine, which allowed me to see some of your work. And I promise you, you wouldn't be sitting here right now if the work was jacked up. but family, when I looked over at her table, I was looking at some of the stuff, because she's got before and after pictures
yeah.
of these pieces.
Yeah.
And it is incredible yeah. some of the stuff you do.
Yeah. Just imagine, I mean, how many people right now probably have furniture 10 years plus old,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking, need to get a new living room set. The first thing you want to do is run out, you know, to some furniture store. But needless to say, the stuff that was crafted 10, 20 years
it's
ago.
Crafted for real.
Handcrafted for real.
Yeah.
And it's really just a matter of you changing. The bones are good. It's a matter of you just updating and modernizing the materials. I do all of that. And we do draperies, we do duvets, accent pillows, we do wall art. I mean, anything that would beautify your home or your space is what we do.
So if I go to the website, which is
withthesehandsdecor.com, and that's our name on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well.
Withthesehandsdecor.com. And you can see some of the stuff that she puts out there. The before and the after is what really blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can see this stuff on a lot of reality shows on like Bravo and mm-hmm. Love It or List It. But you are right here, touchable.
Yeah.
We can't get to her,
mm-hmm.
but we can get to you.
Absolutely.
Every day I tell them to do at least one thing towards your get it done goal, no matter how big or small, so that by the end of the year, you have reached your goal.
Yeah.
Between January and now, your first out the door, first three things that you had to do that catapulted you into making this happen, what were they?
The first thing that I did was obviously got all of the registrations, licensing, and all of that that I needed to operate as a business, okay. Number one. Gotcha. Too often, we start businesses, but we don't take care of the business of our business.
Right.
That's the first thing I did. The second thing I did was I started to read every trade magazine on my business. Because, again, a hobby turned business means that now you need to know what industry standard
right.
is.
Yeah.
You need to see what other people are doing so that it can shape and mold and guide you in the direction you need to go based off of what consumers want. And I stay in a very creative space. So I try to do something creative
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. In fact, I just created prayer stools, which I think would be nice for your audience.
Wow.
Prayer stools. It gives, because here's what it came around Mother's Day, because I'm figuring, who are the people in the family, be it church family
yeah.
or at home, who stay
That's
on
praying.
Their knees
yeah.
praying for you and your behind,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, so I'm like, this is a great product for mothers. And we did, and it took off. It's a really comfortable, customized 12 by 24 prayer stool with beautiful wooden legs and gold cording. And you get a embroidered scripture
mm-hmm.
of your choice with the scripture reference on
wow.
it, and it allows you to get on your knees and pray for as long as you need
and
to get the help you want. Exactly.
And
be comfortable doing it. Okay?
Listen, family, y'all got to go check this out, withthesehandsdecor.com, withthesehandsdecor.com, or you can call her at 267-979-2536. That's 267-979-2536, and nobody comes on this show to promote anything without allowing the Lonnie Hunter Show listeners to call you and say, I heard about you on Lonnie Hunter Show, and you give them something. What they going to get?
They're going to get 10%.
Done.
They're going to get 10%. If anybody that calls and says, I heard you on the Lonnie Hunter Show, emails me and says the same, 10% off your first order.
And I want you to understand, family, that this is a nationwide business. This is not something that is just here locally. She can do this for you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You go head on with your bad
Thank
self.
You so much for having me, Lonnie.
Absolutely.
Me love you long time.
Moshe Loren on the Lonnie Hunter Show. Y'all got to go check it out, withthesehandsdecor.com. Home praise.